They don't put their wings up like that. They always lay flat on their back.
Hmm. You got me. I give up.
Did you call them moths?
Oh, of course.
I must have been way out with my clue there.
Well, you know, if you said it eats fur, you got to protect your fur coat from something. It's moths.
That's a good one. Okay, I'll have to use that one. The stinging insects that you have around here.
Scorpions, and I hate them, and they're still here, and I can't get rid of them.
Oh, you have them in your house?
Well, I've been out plugging up every hole I can outside. We found three this year, which is not as many. We used to have about one a week. My wife tours the bedrooms back here where the kids used to be every day, looking on the walls and the ceilings and the floors for scorpions. I don't know why we can't get rid of them. Our sprayers come, pest control people, they can't get them. They say they walk up on their fingernails, so they don't really touch the poison.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrible.
Oh, they're tough to kill.
Yeah, and I had one came in here the other night. We just replaced these carpets in here, and I didn't know my wife got these real thick carpets. I started stamping on this thing. I couldn't kill him. I was pushing him down into the rug, and he kept running from me.
I chased one into a pond once, and it was down there, and I thought, oh, it's drowned. Like an hour later, I poked it with a stick, and it's still alive under the water.
Yeah, that's scary. I had one in our jacuzzi back there once that I don't know how long it had been there, and I fished him out with one of the tools that you brush it with, and I just fished him out and went out to dump him outside. He crawled off of that thing. I don't know how long he'd been underwater.
My goodness.
I hate them.
Mm, they're bad. But what other kind? What, like flying insects? Flying stinging insects?
Nothing that flies. The only insects you got to worry about out here are scorpion, black widow, and brown recluse.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have any tarantulas, although I killed one out here one time, a long time ago. Flying insects, wasps, yellow jackets, bees. Yeah, I don't worry about the bees. They won't sting. You leave them alone.
Did you ever get those big black
bumblebees?
Things?
Abejón. Abeja, abejón. Okay. According to the scientists, they can't fly. You say there.
Well, they're not very good at it.
Well, they're kind of slow, but you know, I used to have one that fly up under the siding here every in the summer. I won't kill them. I don't know what good the bumblebees are, but
they don't seem to do any harm. I mean,
they don't
if they
do
run
any
into
harm
you, they don't sting you. They just fly the other way.
Yeah, and the honeybees, I always leave them alone. You don't want to hurt them, but the wasps I'll get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
There's a insect that we don't have here that jumps up on your leg and gets under your skin. What's that called?
Under your skin?
Yeah. They have them in East Texas.
Well, you don't mean under your skin. You mean beneath the skin surface?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, they bite you and then they crawl in.
Ooh.
You know, like ticks do, except that ticks...
Ticks just stick their head in.
Yeah, ticks mostly stick their head in, and sometimes they get all the way in there, but... These little guys will actually, they're little and they'll get under your skin. You ever heard of them?
Chiggers?
Yeah.
Are they chiggers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They just itch.
What kinds of animals might you find on the plains?
I guess there's buffalo out there. Various types of deer.
Mm-hmm.
Deer and antelope. Maybe a bear or two, but on the... You're talking about the Indian country. The Great Plains.
Yeah.
Wolves. Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
If you get near the wall, you'll find possum and beavers and badgers and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. A bird that